This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. International aid groups mobilized in Morocco Monday, days after a 6.8 magnitude earthquake killed over 2,800 and injured more than 2,500. AP correspondent Sam Metz reports on the Morocco quake from a town that has seen extensive damage.
I'm reporting from Amizmiz, which is a village in the Atlas Mountains that was devastated by an earthquake that hit the country on Friday evening. It was the largest earthquake in more than a century here. It completely leveled parts of this town and other villages in the High Atlas just south of Marrakesh. There's a mosque behind me that is cracked and parts of it have been destroyed. There are ambulances and rescue crews that are digging people out of the rubble, both dead and alive.
U.S. President Joe Biden hailed the fortitude of Americans on the 22nd anniversary of the September 11th attacks in a visit to a military base in Alaska. Nearly 3,000 people died in the attacks when al-Qaeda hijackers flew planes into New York's World Trade Center towers and into the headquarters of the U.S. military near Washington, while a fourth plane crashed in the eastern state of Pennsylvania.
Those terrorists could not touch what no force, no enemy, no day ever could. And that is the soul of America.
Biden called on Americans to never forget the attacks and to remember the courage and resolve of the American spirit in the attacks' aftermath. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un arrived in Russia. Japanese media reported on Tuesday for what the Kremlin said would be a comprehensive discussion with President Vladimir Putin amid warnings from Washington they should not agree on an arms deal. Kim left Pyongyang for Russia on Sunday on his private train. That's according to the North State media on Tuesday. There's more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.